you may be different from what will work for me. Be willing to experiment and pay attention to the results. Supplements. Be skeptical of products in drugstores and health food stores that promise easy weight loss. Many contain stimulant drugs like caffeine and synephrine, or stimulant herbs like guarana, cola, and bitter orange. Stimulants reduce appetite and speed up metabolism, and they also cause jitteriness, anxiety, insomnia, and drug dependence. When you stop taking them, weight will rapidly rebound. The prescription drugs in recent widespread use, fenfluramine and phentermine, called fenfen when used in combination, were no different in kind and no better with regard to long-term outcomes. Two weight loss aids that remain popular are chromium and garcinia. Supplemental chromium can affect the insulin system because that mineral is needed by cells along with insulin to absorb glucose from the blood. Recently, high doses, 1,000 micrograms daily, have been shown to normalize blood sugar in adult-onset diabetics. So chromium might ameliorate insulin resistance. Unfortunately, I know of no good evidence that it helps people lose weight. Garcinia is a fruit from Southeast Asia that contains an unusual sour compound, HCA, or hydroxycitric acid, that may block conversion of glucose to fat in the liver. It appears harmless, but reliable clinical data on its efficacy for weight loss in humans is non-existent. Exercise. Exercise is critical in a successful program to normalize weight. It must be regular and vigorous enough to influence the appetite-regulating center in the brain, as well as to burn up calories. Increase your activity any way you can and at every opportunity. Walking is fine for the purpose if you do enough of it, at least the minimum amounts called for in the program. Whatever you can do on top of that will help even more. Mental, spiritual. Obesity is as much a mental, spiritual problem as a physical one. I have known men and women who have dropped weight effortlessly and permanently after making changes in how they thought about themselves and perceived their bodies. If you eat to reduce anxiety or dull an inner sense of discomfort, try to use the relaxing breath to change this pattern. When you feel a craving for food unrelated to physical hunger, practice the relaxing breath before you act on it. By the time you finish, the craving may well have passed. This is a long-term project. Keep at it. If you eat for emotional satisfaction or because you require oral stimulation, try to select foods that are lower in calories, fat, and high glycemic index carbohydrates. Most fruits and vegetables are safe choices. Practice liking your body as it is, because that is the only mindset from which you can change it. As long as you do not accept and love your body, it will resist your desire to have it be different. I realize that loving an overweight body in a culture obsessed with thinness is difficult. Just keep working at it, and do not hesitate to call on professionals to help. Chapter 24. For those at risk for cardiovascular disease. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer in our society, producing a great deal of disability as well as premature death, and absorbing countless healthcare dollars. Its incidence rises sharply with age, affecting men earlier in life than women. Cardiovascular disease causes not only heart attacks and strokes, which might be better thought of as brain attacks, because there are now emergency treatments for them that can be life-saving if given with the same urgency as that with which we treat cardiac disasters, but also kidney failure, pain and gangrene in the lower extremities, and mental disability. The underlying disease process, arteriosclerosis, literally hardening of the arteries, damages arterial walls, making them inelastic, thick, and rough, eventually narrowing the channel within and decreasing blood flow. One component of this process is atherosclerosis, the deposition of fat and cholesterol in the walls of arteries. But the exact relationship between it and the larger disease is not clear. Arteriosclerosis is clearly a hazard of lifestyle, silent during its development and of early onset in many people. Its prevention must be a high priority in any program designed to maintain optimum health. It is clear that arteriosclerosis is multifactorial in origin. Among the contributing causes are heredity, inflammation, diet, stress, lack of exercise, and toxins. The 8-week program addresses all of these areas except heredity, of course, but in this customized plan, I want to give you additional suggestions for prevention. Projects. Don't smoke, and don't inhale secondhand smoke. Nicotine directly affects arteries and is, in fact, one of the best-known toxins that accelerate arteriosclerosis. It is also a highly addictive drug. Besides nicotine, tobacco smoke contains other elements that undermine the health of arteries and many organs. If you smoke, set a date to quit, using any and all methods available to help you do so. See appendix. If you live or work with smokers, do whatever you can to get them to quit, or confine their smoking to the outside. If those strategies fail, protect yourself with an air filter, as described in week 4. Never drink water that tastes of chlorine. Order bottled water if you are out, and protect yourself at home with a water purifying system. As a powerful oxidizing agent, chlorine is another common toxin that promotes arteriosclerosis. Diet. Very recently, the homocysteine theory of arteriosclerosis, first proposed decades ago, has begun to gain support from medical researchers. In brief, it states that homocysteine, an amino acid produced by the metabolic breakdown of methionine, an essential component of dietary protein, is an independent risk factor for cardiovascular disease, one that may turn out to be more important than serum cholesterol. Animal protein delivers significantly more methionine than plant protein, which may explain why vegetarians are less likely to suffer from arteriosclerosis, even though they eat more fat than some doctors think they should. The production and disposition of homocysteine are controlled by 3 B vitamins: pyridoxine, B6, cyanocobalamin, B12, and folic acid. Mainstream Western diets, with their overloads of animal protein and deficiencies of fresh fruits and vegetables, may fail to provide enough of these vitamins to handle the amounts of homocysteine generated and clear them from the blood. Watch for reports of experiments designed to test this theory. Tests for serum homocysteine are now routinely available. The normal value ranges around 10.0 micromoles per liter, but must be adjusted for sex and age. If you have a family history of cardiovascular disease, ask your doctor to check your serum homocysteine. The dietary recommendations that follow from the homocysteine theory will be familiar to you from the 8-week program. Note that they may also explain the effectiveness of the drastic diets that have been used to reverse atherosclerosis: fat reduction to 10% of calories or less, elimination of animal foods, and emphasis on fruits and vegetables. If homocysteine is really a major culprit, you may be able to relax about fat, enjoying the olive oil and salmon I recommend, and protecting yourself in other ways. Those ways are: reducing animal protein in the diet as much as you can. Moderate consumption of fish is okay. In fact, since vitamin B12 comes only in non-plant food, some fish, or non-fat or low-fat dairy products, is desirable. Eating plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables, including cooked greens, which are major sources of folic acid. Increasing consumption of dietary fiber by replacing refined grains with whole grains as much as possible. Less white bread, more whole grain bread, less white rice, more brown rice. Reducing consumption of white sugar and sweets in general. diets high in sugar are most likely to be deficient in protective factors. Reducing consumption of packaged and highly processed foods, which are similarly deficient. A heart and artery-healthy diet must emphasize fresh foods, always your best sources of vitamins and minerals. Addressing inflammation. Get a blood test that indicates inflammation in arteries, HSCRP test. Follow an anti-inflammatory diet. See www.drweil.com and www.healthyaging.com for details. Add anti-inflammatory spices like ginger and turmeric to your foods. Switch from coffee to tea, especially green tea, which is much better for the cardiovascular system. At least substitute green tea for some of the coffee you drink. Remembering to enjoy your food. A diet that is healthy for the heart and arteries can also be diverse and delicious. If you make yourself miserable through deprivation, your spirits will suffer, and you will not be experiencing optimum health. Supplements. For insurance against elevated serum homocysteine, take a B-complex vitamin supplement every day. I recommend a B100 brand. Read the label to make sure it provides 100 milligrams of vitamin B6 and 400 micrograms of folic acid. Note that one of the components of this supplement, vitamin B2 or riboflavin, will color your urine bright yellow for a few hours, a harmless change. Be sure to take the recommended dosage of antioxidants. More and more studies support the role of vitamin E in preventing atherosclerosis, probably by protecting LDL cholesterol from oxidation. Vitamin C may protect the integrity of arterial walls, reducing their susceptibility to damage by whatever injurious factors may be circulating in the blood. Follow a low-dose aspirin regimen to reduce the chance of abnormal blood clotting. I recommend 162 milligrams a day, half of a standard tablet, or two of the low-dose 81 milligram tablets. If you have any heart problems or a family history of them, take 100 milligrams a day of coenzyme Q. CoQ10, a natural product that increases oxygen utilization by heart muscle cells. You will find this supplement in health food stores. Shop around for the best value and the highest dosage form you can find so that you do not have to take more than one pill a day. Soft gel and emulsified forms are best and should be taken with a meal containing some fat for good absorption. A side benefit of Coenzyme Q is improved health of gums. Do not take supplemental iron unless you have iron deficiency anemia, diagnosed by blood tests. Iron is a risk factor for arteriosclerosis by virtue of being an oxidizing agent that can increase oxidation of cholesterol into more harmful forms. Make sure any multivitamin and mineral supplement you use does not contain iron. Exercise. Do not neglect the exercise component of the 8-week program. Regular aerobic exercise helps maintain normal weight and blood pressure, increases the efficiency of the heart as a pump, and preserves normal elasticity of arteries. It is a key preventive strategy to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. Walk. Mental, spiritual. Stress raises serum cholesterol and blood pressure and renders the arteries more susceptible to spasms that can initiate heart and brain attacks. Practice techniques of stress reduction and relaxation, beginning with the relaxing breath. Learn to control toxic emotions, especially rage when frustrated, which appears to pose a particular risk for the cardiovascular system. Psychotherapy, counseling, group work, and relaxation training can all be helpful. Read over the sections of the program pertaining to connectedness and forgiveness. Try to implement them. Practice loving yourself whenever you can. This is the basis for being able to have loving relationships with others. Consider that the heart first pumps oxygen-rich blood to itself through the coronary arteries, then sends it to the rest of the body. If it did not do so, it would be unable to supply all the needs beyond it. Self-love is not selfishness or self-centeredness, but the basis for extending love beyond yourself. Here is a version of the Buddhist meditation on metta, loving-kindness, which you can memorize and recite silently if it appeals to you, envisioning your love extending to each widening circle in turn. Note how it begins. My heart fills with loving-kindness. I love myself. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be liberated. May all beings in this vicinity be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be liberated. May all beings in, name your place of residence, be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be liberated. May all beings in, name your state or region, be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be liberated. May all beings in, name your country, be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be liberated. May all beings in, name your continent, be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be liberated. May all beings on the planet be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be liberated. May my parents be happy. May they be well. May they be peaceful. May they be liberated. May my friends be happy. May they be well. May they be peaceful. May they be liberated. May my enemies be happy. May they be well. May they be peaceful. May they be liberated. If I have hurt anyone knowingly or unknowingly in thought or word or deed, I ask their forgiveness. If anyone has hurt me knowingly or unknowingly in thought or word or deed, I extend my forgiveness. May all beings everywhere, whether near or far, whether known to me or unknown to me, be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be liberated. Not a bad way to start the day. Give it a try. Chapter 25. For Those at Risk for Cancer. We should all probably consider ourselves at risk for cancer, since the incidence of that family of diseases is increasing in all age groups throughout the world. Therefore, I want to add some recommendations to the 8-week program that are specifically intended to reduce cancer risk. When I was a medical student in the late 1960s, the scientific establishment seemed reluctant to focus on environmental causes of cancer, except for identifying cigarette smoke as the major risk factor for lung and bladder cancer, and citing such historical examples as the high incidence of scrotal cancers among chimney sweeps in England. Researchers looked to viral or genetic causes of the malignant transformation of cells. I was taught that diet was not a significant factor in cancer, in either its prevention or its treatment, and that anyone advocating vitamin or mineral supplements to reduce cancer risk was a quack. This has all changed in the past few decades. Experts at the National Cancer Institute now estimate that 35% of cancer deaths are attributable to diet alone, and the medical literature is full of recent studies demonstrating the preventive potential of specific foods and supplements. The scientific establishment is still reluctant to look at the contribution of agrochemicals, pesticides in particular, to the worldwide epidemic of cancer, but I predict that will change as well. Cancer appears in the body for two reasons. First, a cell must undergo malignant transformation, removing it from normal controls on growth, longevity, and responsiveness to the needs of the whole organism. Second, a transformed cell must avoid identification and destruction by the body's defenses. Malignant transformation results from genetic accident or the activity of tumor-inducing genes, viruses, and carcinogenic agents, either energetic, like X-rays, or material like tobacco smoke. Biologists assume that malignant transformation occurs all the time, but that in almost all cases the body recognizes and eliminates the altered cells. Just how it does so is not clear. We know that the immune system's natural killer, NK cells, are efficient destroyers of malignant cells, and a popular theory is that one of the principal functions of the immune system is constant surveillance of all tissues to look for transformed cells. There is a significant problem with this theory of immune surveillance, however. When the immune system is suppressed by drugs, as in organ transplant recipients, or by disease, as in AIDS, we do not see a general increase in cancer. Instead, we see increased susceptibility to a limited number of cancers, such as certain leukemias, lymphomas, and skin cancers. People with transplanted kidneys and people with AIDS do not get more cancer of their lungs, prostate, breasts, or colon than the rest of us. If immune surveillance stands between malignant transformation and the development of cancer, why shouldn't knocking out the immune system lead to cancer throughout the body? One possible answer is that the particular aspect of immunity responsible for identifying and eliminating transformed cells persists, despite suppression by drugs and viruses. Another answer is that the body has other methods to deal with malignancy. Cells throughout the body are genetically programmed to commit suicide if malignant transformation occurs, for example. Even though scientists do not yet know just how cancers arise, I can tell you that the 8-week program offers you great protection. Your best defense against malignant transformation is to avoid common carcinogens and bring protective factors into your life. Your best defense against the persistence of transformed cells in the body is to strive for optimum health, because the more you move toward that goal, the more efficiently all of the defensive functions of your healing system will perform. Projects. Look over your family history and identify the frequency and types of cancer that have occurred. This information can pinpoint those areas of lifestyle of greatest concern. Know the early warning signs of cancer, see appendix, and the common screening tests such as pap smears for women and colonoscopies that can identify cancers that are easily curable in their earliest stages. Do not smoke and do not inhale secondhand smoke. Tobacco smoke is the most important environmental cause of cancer, and tobacco addiction is the most common preventable cause of serious disease in the world. Do not drink alcohol immoderately. Heavy drinkers are more likely than others to develop cancers of the mouth, throat, esophagus, stomach, and liver, and are at even greater risk if they also smoke. Drink moderately, minimally, or not at all. If you are female, pay attention to new information about the hazards of moderate intake of alcohol, which may increase the risk of breast cancer in genetically susceptible individuals by way of its influence on the body's production and distribution of estrogen. Follow all of the suggestions in the program for minimizing your exposure to toxins in water, air, and food. Inform yourself about harmful forms of radiation and chemicals, and take steps to limit your exposure to them. See appendix. Diet. Avoid carcinogenic foods. Black pepper and button mushrooms, the common cultivated variety, contain natural carcinogens, so limit your intake of them. Celery and raw legume sprouts, alfalfa sprouts in particular, contain natural toxins that harm the immune system. In addition, heavily salted and smoked foods and the types of pickles used in Asia, aged radishes and turnips, for example, are carcinogenic when consumed regularly, as are barbecued meats or any animal foods cooked until the surface is blackened. If you have to eat these, cut away the blackened outer portion. Reduce or eliminate cured meats, ones that look red because they have been treated with nitrite preservatives. Avoid artificially colored foods and all artificial sweeteners. Eat a high-fiber diet to protect against colorectal cancer, breast cancer, and possibly other hormonally driven cancers. That means consuming more whole grain products instead of refined ones. Eat plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables. By doing so, you will get the chemopreventive benefits of sulforaphane and other indoles in broccoli, lycopene in tomatoes, limonene in citrus fruits, ellagic acid in grapes and apples, carotenoids in all the yellow and orange fruits and vegetables, as well as in leafy greens, isoflavones in soybeans, and many other factors yet to be identified. Don't forget the garlic and ginger. Supplements. Make the antioxidant formula an ongoing part of your life. It offers great benefits, both by helping your body neutralize carcinogens and by protecting its abilities to recognize and eliminate malignant cells. If you have a family history of cancer, have been a smoker, have worked in a hazardous occupation, or know that you have had toxic exposures, take one or more of the tonics that are cancer-protective and immune-enhancing. Review the information on tonics in week 6. My first choices would be maitake and reishi mushrooms. Astragalus is another possibility. I also recommend a low-dose aspirin regimen, 162 milligrams a day, since aspirin reduces the risk of esophageal and colon cancer. Exercise. By virtue of its central role in fostering optimum health, regular exercise also helps protect you from cancer. Do it. Mental, spiritual. Although much is in print about cancer-prone personalities, I am unconvinced that medical science has demonstrated any links between personality types and cancer risks. Nonetheless, it is obvious to me that grief and depression impair resistance and health in general, so I would not be surprised to learn that mental and spiritual imbalances make people more susceptible to cancer. Working to improve mental, spiritual health by means of the techniques suggested in the program cannot fail to bolster your defenses against all kinds of disease, including cancer. Appendix. Finding information and supplies. Supplements. My original antioxidant formula first appeared in Self Healing in 1996. It has been modified through the years to reflect the most current research in medicine, food science, disease treatment and prevention, and human nutrition. At present, the daily antioxidant formula includes the following: vitamin C, 200 milligrams, vitamin E, 400 IU of natural mixed tocopherols, D-alpha tocopherol with other tocopherols, or preferably at least 80 milligrams of natural mixed tocopherols and tocotrienols, selenium, 200 micrograms of an organic, yeast-bound form, mixed carotenoids, 10,000 to 15,000 IU. To this core recommendation, one should add the appropriate vitamins, minerals, and supplements based on their nutrition, family history, medications, and current health concerns. Many prefer the convenience of combination multivitamin, multimineral, antioxidant products, and I use such a product myself. There are many commercially available products with reasonable combinations of ingredients, but just as many are carelessly formulated and may not offer sound nutrition or complete safety. Below are my general guidelines for choosing from the staggering array of products now on the market. It should not contain any preformed vitamin A, as retinol. It should give a mixture of carotenoids, including lutein and lycopene, not just beta-carotene. It should provide vitamin E as mixed, natural tocopherols. Better products will also include mixed tocotrienols. It should contain at least 50 milligrams of each of the B vitamins, except folic acid, at least 400 micrograms, and B12, at least 50 micrograms. It should not contain more than 200 to 250 milligrams of vitamin C, which is all the body can use in a day. It should provide at least 400 IU of vitamin D, but ideally should have 1,000 IU. It should not contain iron, and you should not take any supplement containing iron unless advised to do so by a physician. Prenatal vitamins will contain iron in the correct dosage for pregnancy. It should contain 200 micrograms of selenium, but no more. It should provide some calcium as calcium citrate, though it is not recommended that men supplement with any calcium. Several studies suggest increased calcium intake may be a risk factor for prostate cancer. Women should probably get no more than 500 to 700 milligrams a day from supplements, and men no more than 500 milligrams from all sources. On a personal note, I recommend and use Weil Lifestyle Brand Vitamins from DrWeil.com. I have developed these science-based formulas and oversee their production, in part because I was dissatisfied by much of what was available in the marketplace. Go to www.drweil.com and click on Weil Nutritional Supplements. Below is my complete daily antioxidant and multivitamin multimineral formula, which I consider to be the basic requirement to cover nutritional gaps in the diet. For a personalized recommendation, visit the Vitamin Advisor or call 1-800-585-5055 for information. These products are also available at many specialty health stores under the Weil Lifestyle brand. All of my after-tax profits from the sale of these products go to a non-profit foundation that supports the development of integrative medicine. See www.weilfoundation.org. D-alpha-tocopherol, 67 milligrams, approximately 100 IU. D-beta-tocopherol, 2.25 milligrams. D-gamma-tocopherol, 80 milligrams. D-delta-tocopherol, 18 milligrams, D-alpha-tocotrienols, 5 milligrams, D-beta-tocotrienols, 0.6 milligrams, D-gamma-tocotrienols, 9 milligrams, D-delta-tocotrienols, 2.4 milligrams. Selenium, yeast-bound, 200 micrograms, coenzyme 10, 30 milligrams, alpha-carotene, 1 milligram, astaxanthin, 750 micrograms, vitamin A as beta-carotene, 15,000 IU, gamma-carotene, 132 micrograms, lutein, 5 milligrams, zeaxanthin, 300 micrograms, lycopene, 10 milligrams, phytoene, 800 micrograms, phytofluene, 800 micrograms, vitamin D as cholecalciferol, 1,000 IU. Vitamin C, 250 milligrams. Thiamine, 50 milligrams. Riboflavin, 50 milligrams. Niacin as niacinamide, B3, 50 milligrams. Vitamin B6, pyridoxine, HCI, 50 milligrams. Vitamin B12, 50 micrograms. Folate as folic acid, 400 micrograms. Biotin as D-biotin, 100 micrograms. Pantothenic acid as D-calcium pantothenate, 50 milligrams. Calcium, calcium citrate, 60 milligrams. Iodine, source kelp, 150 micrograms. Magnesium as magnesium citrate, 30 milligrams. Zinc, 15 milligrams. Copper, 1.5 milligrams. Manganese, 1 milligram, chromium, 200 micrograms, molybdenum, 75 micrograms, potassium, 1 milligram, choline, 50 milligrams, citrus bioflavonoids, as complex, 40 milligrams, inositol, 50 milligrams, PABA, 50 milligrams, rutin, 40 milligrams, silicon, as silicon dioxide, 2 milligrams, sulfur as MSM, 5 milligrams, vanadium, 10 micrograms. The other products listed in this appendix meet my specifications for quality. Herbal products to address environmental toxins and smoke. Smoke Shield, New Chapter Company, 222 High Street, Brattleboro, Vermont, 05301. 800-543-7279. Cordyceps and other tonic mushrooms, Fungi Perfecti, P.O. Box 7634, Olympia, Washington, 98507. 800-780-9126. www.fungi.com. Chinese Medicinal Herbs, Herbal Fortress, 2106 South Big Bear Road, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, 83814. 888-454-3267. www.herbalfortress.com. Omega-3 and fish oil supplements. Nordic Naturals, Inc. 94 Hanger Way, Watsonville, California, 95076. 800-662-2544. www.nordicnaturals.com. Algae-based omega-3 supplements. Neuramins, Nature's Way Products, Inc., 1375 North Mountain Springs Parkway, Springville, Utah, 84663. 801-489-1500. www.naturesway.com. Flax seeds and grinders. Brush Creek Organic Foods, RR No. 1, Box 160-C, Beulah, North Dakota, 58523. 800-630-5916. www.bcof.com. Laboratories for testing drinking water. Your local municipal water company will often test your tap water at no charge. For more complete analyses of drinking water, contact National Testing Laboratories, 6555 Wilson Mills Road, Suite 102, Cleveland, Ohio, 44143. 800-458-3330. www.ntllabs.com. Information about water purifiers. NSF International, 3475 Plymouth Road, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48105. 800-673-8010. www.nsf.org/consumer. Don't Drink the Water, 2003, by Lono Hoala, Lotus Press, P.O. Box 325, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 53181, 800-824-6396, www.lotuspress.com. The Drinking Water Book, 2006, by Colin Ingram, 10 Speed Press, P.O. Box 7123, Berkeley, California, 94707. 800-841-2665. www.10speedpress.com. Water purifiers and distillers. D3 Distiller, Emery Incorporated, Stephen Pied, P.E. 800-303-0212. Steve at purewater4health.com. www.purewater4health.com. Purefecta Multiple Barrier Filtration, Paul Corporation, 674 South Wagner Road, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48103. 888-426-7255. www.pall.com/perfecta. Portable Carbon Filters, Daily Travel, CWR, Travel Filter Model GS1, Environmental Products, Inc., 100 Kearney Street, Glen Cove, New York, 11542. 1-800-444-3563. www.cwrenviro.com. For camping, MSR, Model Waterworks 2. MSR Corporation, 4000 First Avenue South, Seattle, Washington, 98134. 1-800-531-9531. www.msrcorp.com. Respiratory Biofeedback, Peter Beal, M.A., 410 1/2 Carrillo Street, Santa Rosa, California, 95401. 707-579-7982. www.pacificbio.net. Finding a practitioner of integrative medicine. Please go to www.integrativemedicine.arizona.edu. Use Find a PIM graduate, and then search by location to find an integrative medicine practitioner in your area. Or you may call 520-626-6489 to request program information and referrals. Information about organic produce and where to find it. Environmental Working Group, 1436 U Street, Northwest, Suite 100, Washington, D.C., 20009, 202-667-6982, www.ewg.org. Sources of wild-caught salmon, small-catch tuna, and other fish species. Vital Choice Seafood, 605 30th Street, Anacortes, Washington, 98221, 800-608-4825, www.vitalchoice.com. Information about toxic energy, cross currents, the perils of electropollution, the promise of electromedicine, 1991, by Robert O. Becker, M.D. Jeremy P. Tarcher, Incorporated, 5858 Wilshire Boulevard, Suite 200, Los Angeles, California, 90036. EMR Network, Citizens and Professionals for the Responsible Use of Electromagnetic Radiation, www.emrnetwork.org. Sun Protective Fabric, Salumbra, made by Sun Precautions, 2815 Wetmore Avenue, Everett, Washington, 98201, 800-882-7860, www.sunprecautions.com. Stretching, Stretching Incorporated, Post Office Box 767, Palmer Lake, Colorado, 80133, 800-333-1307, www.stretching.com. Distributor of books, videos, and equipment, including Stretching by Bob Anderson and Gene Anderson, the best book on the subject. Stretching, 2000, by Bob Anderson and Gene Anderson, Shelter Publications, P.O. Box 279, Bolinas, California, 94924. www.shelterpub.com. The Whartons Stretch Book, 1996, by Jim Wharton and Phil Wharton, Three Rivers Press, Random House Incorporated, 1745 Broadway, New York, New York, 10019. www.randomhouse.com/crown/trp.html. Information about airline travel and traveling safely. Jet Smarter, The Air Traveler's RX, Second Edition, 2004, by Diana Fairchild. FlyAnna.com, 808-828-1919. Osteopathic Manipulative Therapy, American Academy of Osteopathy, 3500 DePauw Boulevard, Suite 1080, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46268. 317-879-1881. www.academyofosteopathy.org. Alternatives to prescription drugs. Natural Alternatives to Over-the-Counter and Prescription Drugs, 1994, by Michael T. Murray, N.D. William Morrow and Company, HarperCollins Publishers, 10 East 53rd Street, New York, New York, 10022. www.harpercollins.com. Natural Health, Natural Medicine, The Complete Guide to Wellness and Self-Care for Optimum Health, 2004, by Andrew Weil, M.D., Houghton Mifflin, 222 Berkeley Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02116, www.hmco.com. Resources for Women's Health. National Women's Health Network, Newsletter Information Service, 514 10th Street, Northwest, Suite 400, Washington, D.C., 20004. 202-347-1140. www.nwhn.org. Harvard Women's Health Watch, monthly newsletter. Post Office Box 9341, Big Sandy, Texas, 75755. 877-649-9457. www.health.harvard.edu. Dr. Andrew Wiles, Self-Healing, monthly newsletter, 42 Pleasant Street, Watertown, Massachusetts, 02172, 800-523-3296, www.drwilesselfhealing.com. Women's Health Companion, Self-Help Nutrition and Cookbook, 1995 by Susan Lark, M.D., Celestial Arts, 10 Speed Press, P.O. Box 7123, Berkeley, California, 94707. 800-841-2665. www.10speedpress.com. Information about hormone replacement therapy for women. Dr. Weil Self-Healing, monthly newsletter, 42 Pleasant Street, Watertown, Massachusetts, 02172, 800-523-3296, www.drweilselfhealing.com. Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, Creating Physical and Emotional Health and Healing, 2002, by Christian Northrup, M.D. Bantam, Random House Incorporated, 1745 Broadway, New York, New York, 10019. www.randomhouse.com. Information about touch healing. The Therapeutic Touch, How to Use Your Hands to Help or to Heal, 1986, by Dolores Krieger, Prentice Hall, Upper Saddle River, New Jersey, 07458. www.abe.com. Hands of Light, A Guide to Healing Through the Human Energy Field, 1988, by Barbara Ann Brennan. Bantam, Random House Incorporated, 1745 Broadway, New York, New York, 10019, www.randomhouse.com. Bonnie Pruden, Myotherapy, P.O. Box 65240, Tucson, Arizona, 85728, 520-529-3979, 800-221-4634, www.bonniepruden.com. Jin Shin Jiutsu, Incorporated, 8219 East San Alberto Drive, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85258, 480-998-9331, www.jsjinc.net. The Center for Reiki Training, 21421 Hilltop Street, Unit Number 28, Southfield, Michigan, 48034. 800-332-8112. www.reiki.org. Wristbands for nausea. Travel Ease, manufactured by Aqua, is available at drugstores and online. Motion Sickness Bands, Magellan's Catalog, 110 West Sola Street, Santa Barbara, California, 93101, 800-962-4943, www.magellans.com. Information about hypnotherapy and visualization therapy. The American Society of Clinical Hypnosis, 140 North Bloomingdale Road, Bloomingdale, Illinois, 60108-1017, 630-980-4740, www.asch.net. Academy for Guided Imagery, 30765 Pacific Coast Highway, Suite 369, Malibu, California, 90265, 800-726-2070, www.academyforguidedimagery.com. Alternative treatments for childhood ailments. The American Association of Naturopathic Physicians, 4435 Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest, Suite 403, Washington, D.C., 20016, 866-538-2267, www.naturopathic.org. The Holistic Pediatrician, a parent's comprehensive guide to safe and effective therapies for the 25 most common childhood ailments, 2002, by Kathy J. Kemper, M.D., HarperCollins Publishers, 10 East 53rd Street, New York, New York, 10022, www.harpercollins.com. Healthy Child, Whole Child, integrating the best of conventional and alternative medicine to keep your kids healthy, 2002, by Russell H. Greenfield and Stuart H. Ditchek, HarperCollins Publishers, 10 East 53rd Street, New York, New York, 10022, www.harpercollins.com. Resources for Weight Control. Eating Well for Optimum Health, The Essential Guide to Food, Diet, and Nutrition, 2000, by Andrew Weil, M.D. Alfred A. Knopf, Incorporated, 1745 Broadway, New York, New York, 10019, www.randomhouse.com. Thin for Life. 10 Keys to Success from People Who Have Lost Weight and Kept It Off, 2003, by Ann Fletcher, Houghton Mifflin, 222 Berkeley Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02116, www.hmco.com. Tops Club, Inc., Take Off Pound Sensibly, P.O. Box 07360, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53207, 414-482-4620, www.tops.org. Overeaters Anonymous, P.O. Box 44020, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174, 505-891-2664, www.oa.org. American Society of Bariatric Physicians, 2821 South Parker Road, Suite 625, Aurora, Colorado, 80014, 303-770-2526, www.asbp.org. Glycemic Index and Glycemic Load Ratings of Carbohydrate Foods. For more information, go to www.50plus.org and click on Library at left. Then search Glycemic Load Index and pull up the article entitled Glycemic Load Diet, and Health, Harvard Women's Health Watch, June 2001. Foods with a glycemic index of 100 or above are quick to release sugar into the bloodstream. To slow down this release, combine any food that has a high glycemic index with another that has a low one. Puffed rice, 133. Rice cake, 133. Corn flakes, 121. Sugar, 100. Bread, 100. Baked potatoes, 98. Carrots, 92. Rice, 82. Corn, 82. Bananas, 82. Raisins, 64. Spaghetti, 60. Pinto beans, 60. Sweet potatoes, 51. Oatmeal, 49. Orange juice, 46. Navy beans, 40. Apples, 39. Peaches, 29. Plums, 25. Fructose, 20. Peanuts, 13. Glycemic load calculates the realistic impact of carbohydrate foods on blood sugar levels by taking both the glycemic index and the grams of food in a typical serving into account. A glycemic load of 10 is low, 11 to 19 is moderate, 20 and up is high. Potato, 1 baked, 45. Carrots, 1 half cup, cooked, 10. Lentils, 1 half cup cooked, 8. Dry beans, 1 half cup cooked, 16. White rice, 1 half cup cooked, 28. Wild rice, 1 half cup cooked, 14. White bread, 2 slices, 22. Whole grain bread, 2 slices, 15. Pasta, 1 cup cooked, 28. Cheerios, 1 cup, 23. All bran, 1 cup, 14. Grape nuts, half cup, 45. Corn flakes, 1 cup, 31. Corn chips, 1 ounce, 16. Popcorn, air popped, 1 cup, 4. Methods to quit smoking. The No Nag, No Guilt, Do-It-Your-Own-Way Guide to Quitting Smoking. 1998 by Tom Ferguson, M.D. Ballantine Books, Random House Incorporated, 1745 Broadway, New York, New York, 10019. www.randomhouse.com. Nicotine Anonymous World Services, 12-step program. 419 Main Street, PMB 370, Huntington Beach, California, 92648. 415-750-0328. www.nicotine-anonymous.org. American Lung Association, Freedom from Smoking Materials. National Headquarters, 61 Broadway, 6th Floor, New York, New York, 10006. 800-586-4872. www.lungusa.org. Warning signs of cancer, change in bowel or bladder habits, a sore that does not heal, obvious change in a wart or mole, unusual bleeding or discharge, thickening or lump in a breast or elsewhere, persistent indigestion or difficulty swallowing, persistent cough or hoarseness, unexplained loss of weight. American Cancer Society, National Home Office, 1599 Clifton Road, Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, 30329. 800-227-2345. www.cancer.org. Information about harmful forms of radiation and chemicals. How not to get cancer. Natural Health, Natural Medicine. The Complete Guide to Wellness and Self-Care for Optimum Health, 2004, by Andrew Weil, M.D., pages 190 to 196. Houghton Mifflin, 222 Berkeley Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02116. www.hmco.com. Raising Children Toxic-Free, 1995, by Herbert Needleman, M.D., and Philip Landrigan, M.D., Avon Books, HarperCollins Publishers, 10 East 53rd Street, New York, New York, 10022, www.harpercollins.com. Everyday Cancer Risks and How to Avoid Them, 2000, by Mary Kearney Levenstein, Avery Publishing Group, Garden City Park, New York. Radiation and Human Health, 1983, by John W. Goffman, Pantheon Books, Random House Incorporated, 1745 Broadway, New York, New York, 10019, www.randomhouse.com. Products for Healthy Living, www.drweil.com. Information about Healthy Aging. Healthy Aging, A Lifelong Guide to Your Physical and Spiritual Well-Being, 2005, by Andrew Weil, M.D., Alfred A. Knopf, Incorporated, 1745 Broadway, New York, New York, 10019, www.randomhouse.com. Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy, The Harvard Medical School Guide to Healthy Eating, 2002, by Walter Willett, M.D., and P.J. Skerritt, Free Press. 1230 Avenue of the Americas, New York, New York, 10020. www.simonsays.com. This is Stephen Hoy. We hope you've enjoyed this production of 8 Weeks to Optimum Health, a proven program for taking full advantage of your body's natural healing power, by Andrew Weil, M.D. Published by arrangement with Random House Audio Publishing Group, a division of Random House, Inc. Text copyright 1997-2006 by Andrew Weil, M.D. Production copyright 2006. Books on tape.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.